Have you ever seen Adolf Hitler's baby pictures? Well, neither have I. But I can guarantee you there's no hint of the evil, the cruel, the insane mass murders he would command in his later years. Originally, he was a typical little baby, crawling around, bringing joy to the hearts of his parents, wide-eyed, smiling, pleasant. But things changed, and he became a moral cancer on the earth. What in the world happened? The same question might be asked regarding our world. The record shows the life of God originally intended was one of joy and love and peace and purpose, and at the center of it was the blessing of a warm, loving fellowship with God. But God also gave Adam and Eve the power of choice, and they chose to step out of God's perfect plan for their own lives and go their own way. The results were tragic. The decision to go into the path of sin was the worst decision ever made by any person since the beginning of time. And the introduction of sin into the human race was not an act of God, but an act of the couple that God had created. Now, some might ask, why did God permit them to make such a horrible mistake? And the answer is simple. Love cannot demand a positive response. God wants more than two puppets on a string. God wanted more than an automatic response of a love he could force out of them. God's desire was to have children who would give him their hearts in response to the many acts of love that he showered upon them. And of course, we're all like that. We want a home that is happy and filled with love. But when Adam and Eve sinned, the world soon became filled with anything but happiness and love. Murder and rebellion and wickedness soon became the norm. And if you look at the history of the world, you will see man stomping across its pages with his bloody boots, filled with man's cruelty to man. And that which started out so beautifully soon became a shame and disgrace. Friends, let's do what we can to bring men and women back to God and to the love and joy and peace and purpose that He offers in fellowship with Him. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.